So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara began the discussion of the halacha of Pesach b'shayim ha'shana shlamim. If one slaughters a Pesach the rest of the year, any time other than on the afternoon of Yud al Nisan, it is considered a carbon shlam. And the Gemara there cited the following pasuk as the source, Be'im min atzayin karboni lezevach shlam la'ashem, and expounded, Davar haba min atzayin yehei lezevach shlam. Something that can only be brought from sheep or goats, a carbon Pesach, can become a carbon shlam, for example, if it was brought shalo l'shma during the year. The Gemara continues discussing this drasha and asks, perhaps if one brought the Pesach as a shlam, it becomes a carbon shlam. But if one brought it for the sake of another carbon, it should become that carbon that he had in mind. The Gemara gives two answers. It makes more sense for a Pesach to become a shlamim, both of which may be eaten by anyone, rather than to become a carbon ayla, which is not eaten at all, or a carbon chatas, which may be eaten only by kahanim. Alternately, Deichen Kachem Kalim Eitzlo Kachem Kalim. It makes more sense for a Pesach to become a Shlamim, both of which are Kachem Kalim, the lower level of sanctity, rather than to become an Eilor Chatzis, which are Kachem, a higher level of sanctity. The Gemara poses several challenges to these explanations because the following Karbanis are also Kachem Kalim and Nachalim Chaladim. A Meshach to Lishay Meiser Lahav Meiser. If one brought the Pesach for the sake of Meiser, the tenth of the flock offered as a carbon, it should become Meiser. It would then have the unique halachas of Meiser in that it would not be accompanied by Nesachim wine libations, and one would be liable Malkus for selling it as opposed to a carbon shlam. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk says, Ha'asiri Yikaydish, and we expound, Zem Meiser ve'in Acher Meiser. Only the actual typed animals are Meiser. If one brought the Pesach for the sake of Bechar, a firstborn animal, it should become a Bechar. It would then have the unique halachas of Bechar in that it would not be accompanied by Nesachim wine libations, and one would give it to the Kehanim as opposed to a carbon shlam. The Gemara says, Bechar nami, avra avra me meiser gamar. The halachas of Bechar are compared to meiser, and so only an actual firstborn is a Bechar. If one brought the Pesach for the sake of Temura, an animal exchange for another carbon, it should become a Temura. And lamai hilchasa lemilkala. It would then have the unique halachas of Temura in that one would be liable for Malkus as opposed to a carbon shlam. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk says, V'hayahu usmurasa, and we expound, Zu Temura ve'inacha Temura. Only an animal actually exchanged for a carbon is a Temura. Emashach t'lashem toida lahaviki toida. If one brought the Pesach for the sake of a toida, a type of shlam and brought as thanksgiving for experiencing some form of salvation, it should become a toida, which is also kashim kalam and eaten by anyone. And lamai hilchasa latinei lechem. It would then have the unique halachas of toida in that it would be offered together with 40 loaves of bread, as opposed to a carbon shlam. The Gemara answers, Mi kemidi di meisur toida atzma loy boy lechem, vilu meisur da asilu ma'alma boy lechem. If someone lost his toida, brought another in its place, and then found the original toida, it is brought without bread. Certainly, another carbon that is brought as if it were a toida would not require the bread. The Gemara now cites another brisa, which provides another source for Pesach b'shayim ha'shana shlam. The pasuk says, "Im keves hu makabes karbana," and we expound, "L'rabis Pesach shenasa l'chol mitzvah shlam." A carbon Pesach that is more than 1 year old is disqualified as a Pesach and is brought as a shlam. And as Rashi points out, Pesach shavish nasa zehu meister a Pesach. An older Pesach is essentially the same as a Pesach offered shlo l'shma the rest of the year. The Gemara cites another brisa, which cites a third source. B'zabachta Pesach l'Hashem l'kechad tzaynu bakar, and asks, V'aloi ein Pesach bo ele min ha'kvasim min ha'izim. Why does the pasuk mention bakar regarding carbon Pesach, which can only be brought from sheep or goats, not cattle? Rather, mikan l'moysa Pesach sheila davar haba min ha'tzaynu min ha'bakar. U'mayni u'shlam. This pasuk teaches us that an unused Pesach is considered a carbon that may be brought from sheep or cattle, i.e. a shlam. The Gemara explains, T'lasa kroik sivi. All three psukim are needed to teach that Pesach b'shayim ha'shana shlam, because they refer to three different circumstances. Ivra zmanoi ve'ibishnasa, de'itchi mi Pesach legami. It's after Pesach, and it's more than 1 year old, and so it completely lost its status as a Pesach. Ivra zmanoi ve'loishnasa, chazi le'Pesach sheni. It's after Pesach, but it's still less than 1 year old and suitable for Pesach sheni. Nevertheless, it becomes a shlam, because itchi lehu mi milsayu. It can no longer be brought for its main function as an ordinary Pesach. It's before Pesach, and it's not too old, but one brought it for the sake of another carbon. Even though Chazi LePesach could have been used as a Pesach of this year, nevertheless, it is considered a shlam. The Gemara discussed another case regarding Shelo Lishma. When the Mishkan was inaugurated, the Nesiim brought a series of karbanis which included Echatas. This is called Echatas Nachshon, and it was not brought for atonement. Rav ruled Chatas Sheshacht L'Shem Chatas Nachshon Psula. If an ordinary Chatas was slaughtered for the sake of Echatas Nachshon, it is possible, because Chatas Nachshon Oilehi. Chatas Nachshon is like an Oila, because it is a Deirin, a gift, and is not brought for atonement. Therefore, it is like Echatas Sheshacht L'Shem Oila, which is possible. Similarly, Rava ruled regarding Shina Kaidish Chatas Chaylev Sheshach L'Shem Chatas Dam, L'Shem Chatas Abedis Kechavim, Kshera. An ordinary Chatas brought as a Chatas for another lav, or as a Chatas for idolatry, is Kasha. However, L'Shem Chatas Nazar, L'Shem Chatas Mitzayra Psula. If it was slaughtered for the sake of the Chatas of a Nazar or Mitzayra, it is possible because Hani Oilis Ninu. They're like Oilis and they're not brought for atonement, and this is like any other Chatas Shalei L'Shma. However, Rava inquired Chatas Chaylev Sheshach L'Shem Chatas De Tumas Mikdash Ukadash Mao. What is the halacha if an ordinary chatas was slaughtered for the sake of the chatas brought for defiling kaidish? Perhaps karas kamaisa. It is not considered shina kaidish because they're both brought for averus that are punishable by karas, and so it is kasher. Or in kavua kamaisa, it is considered shina kaidish because it's not similar since it's not a fixed obligation but varies depending on one's means, and so it is possible. The Gemara brings an alternate ruling. Rav Acha berei de Rava masne kulu lipsula. All cases of wrong intentions invalidate chatas, because the pasuk says v'shachat oisa lachatas, and we expound l'shem oisa chatas, it must be brought for the exact type of chatas for which it was designated. According to this version, the original ruling of Rav is regarding shinu bailam. Chatas sheshachta al mishem mechuyev chatas kenachshon kshera. If an ordinary chatas was slaughtered for the sake of someone obligated to bring a chatas like nachshon's, i.e. the chatas of a nazar or mitzayra, it is kasher because chatas nachshon oilehi. They're like oilis and are not brought for atonement. And Rav inquired, Chatas chelev sheshachta al misha mechuyev chatas de tumas mikdash kedasha mahu. What is the halacha of a chatas was slaughtered for the sake of someone who is obligated in the chatas brought for defiling kaidish? Perhaps karas kamaisa. They're both brought for averus that are liable karas, and so it is considered mechuyev chatas kamaisa and is possible. Or in kavua kamaisa, it's not similar because it's not a fixed obligation, but varies depending on one's means. So it is like bringing it al misha mechuyev oila, and it is kasher. The Gemara answers, take with leaving the matter unresolved.